due to the fact that there is a 10% contribution, there are going to be people that simply don't have that level of funds, and therefore the scheme, which we hope to be operational soon, is simply going to be out of their reach.
Essentially, your message to the financial institutions is you have skin in the game here, you have a stake in this, you aren't just bystanders watching what's happening from afar.
Very much so. And in actual fact, even going beyond that, the state have an interest as well. We've been able to confirm 60% of the secured loans against micro properties are actually with banks that the state still have a significant stakeholder or shareholding in. So it's in the state's interest. It's also in the lender's interest to get these properties back to market valuation and therefore revalidate the finances associated with them.
You're hoping to have some form of agreed position from them by the end of this month. Are you confident that will be the case?
I think it may go beyond that date, Donal, if I'm being honest. We have been in constant contact with them. We are making progress. One big win is that we have generated significant discussion in Dublin at the lender headquarters, and they are progressing significantly. One thing they have asked for is a supporting statement from the Central Bank and the Department of Finance, which would allow them to take unique measures in addressing the mica crisis. So we have confirmation from Joe McHugh that supporting communication would be forthcoming from Minister Pascal Donoghue.